Blessings, the sunshine, the morning, and all his care and protection over us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we are back in your house to praise, to worship, and to do you a service, O Lord, which is the purpose of our living on this earth, O Lord. Take now the leadership, take now control as we commit this Sunday service into your hands. Bless us, O Lord. Let us be fully committed to your word, fully committed to your service. Let's forget about ourselves. Let's forget about our business, our sorrows and cares, O Lord, and focus our minds on you. Bless your people for coming, O Lord. You know, we know that we will never lack something to do in this earth because we are always busy. But if they've put all that aside to come, it's just expression of the love they have for you. In return, Heavenly Father, open the windows of heaven, O Lord, and bless each and every one of us, O Lord. You know our hidden needs, O Lord. You know our deepest desire, Heavenly Father. What we can see may not be the expression of what every one of us need, O Lord, but you know, do it and grant it for your glory. Now open up your word to us as we read it and try to talk about you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's quickly open Matthew 16, verse 16 to 18. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. You may be seated. So we are still on our topic, the church and the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the prophet says, the greatest of all the revelations is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because it's upon that revelation that the church is built. So we were just looking at this revelation. Because as we always say, the church is built upon that revelation. You have not started your walk with Christ until you have received that revelation of who he is. Amen. So if you don't have that revelation yet, if your coming here is not based upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, just go back into yourself. Go back on your knees and pray that God should give you this revelation, and then you can start your walk. Otherwise, the gates of hell will prevail. Because he is the one who holds the keys of hell, the keys of the gates of hell. As he says, I am in Revelation 1:18, I am that he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. So if you are not built upon him, he who holds the keys of death, he who holds the keys of hell, the hell will prevail against you. Amen. Amen. That's why we are examining this revelation. So the prophet says about the book of Revelation, we are saying that Jesus was so concerned about his church getting the revelation, because the church has to be built along during the seven ages to come. He was so concerned that the foundation will always be the revelation, that after his death and his resurrection, is going to heaven, he came quickly back to give the revelation of what he will be along the ages, all over the seven ages, because you couldn't start the building if you don't have that revelation. That's why the prophet says in the book of Revelation, the seventh exposition of the seven church ages, he says, this book is usually termed as the revelation of St. John, but that is incorrect. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John for Christians of all ages. Amen. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ for Christians of all ages. So he reveals himself as he will be known, as he will be manifested to Christians of all ages. That's why we saw in the greetings to every single age, he reveals an aspect of what he is, of an aspect of his characteristic to that age. It's not, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he reveals himself in a certain manner to a certain age. And to be built as a church, you have to catch the revelation of what he is in your day. That's why the prophet says, in the identified Christ of all ages, he says, and in this last day, he speaks to the people through his Son, Christ Jesus, making himself known. Then what is Christ? The Word. Amen. The Word of what? The Word of Moses? Yes. But today, he is the Word manifested for this day. Amen. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is it the Word of Moses? Yes, it is the Word that was sent in the age of Moses, plus what he is revealing himself as of today. Amen. That's why he say he is the manifestation, he is the Word manifested for this day. In the same sermon, he says, each age, he has allotted part of the Word, which has been prophesied, would happen in certain days. Well, as that age comes along, God just moves in another form. See, it's God all the time, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. For every age, the prophet says there's a portion of the Word allotted for that age. And God moved into that portion of the scripture and revealed, make it manifest for your day. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ for your day. You can't say you believe Jesus Christ if you miss that point. If you fail to see the manifested Word of your day. The prophet, as he puts it, is showing us that the Pharisees, they were very good people. And at a certain point, the prophet says, up to a certain point, the Pharisees were believers. Amen. Let me read it. In the Easter seal, the prophet says, 141 and 142, are you a part of his resurrection, or are you just a worshiper of a bunch of creeds? Are you a goer to church? We are talking about the church. So are you just a church goer? Do you have your name on there and dead in sin and trespasses? Just examine yourself. Because you will be all this if you don't have the revelation. If you are not well established on the right foundation. The prophet says, he that believes not the full word of God is a sinner. Amen. He that believes not the full word of God is a sinner. Those Pharisees believed in many things to be the truth. They said, we are God's children. And the prophet says, and they were. Until that word was preached. But when that word was preached and vindicated, then they became sinners. Amen. Until the word was made manifest, the prophet says, they were believers. They were children of God. They were sons of Abraham as they claimed it themselves. Until the word was manifest. When the word became manifest and they rejected it, the prophet says they became sinners. Amen. So, just examine yourself. Examine your walk. If you don't believe the word made manifest in your day, you are a sinner. You are not even counted among children of God. You are not the church we are talking about here. You are not part of that church. The prophet said, and they became sinners for rejecting the thing that they knew was right and witnessed that. Amen. So that's why the revelation is so important to us. And when we get that revelation, we have to cling on it. We have to cling on to it because this is the foundation. And let me tell you, if you get the revelation, if he reveals himself to you, and you become one with that revelation, nothing can take it away from you. Because it is a revelation. It is revealed to you. That's why when Pontius Pilate was asking Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus asked him, are you saying it by yourself or someone told you? Have you caught the revelation or you say it because someone else is saying it? Because if it's not by revelation, someone else will persuade you the opposite. So that's why we need to get to the bottom. So let now just see what it is today in our age. Amen. How is he revealed to us in this age? We know the prophet came to manifest many promises that God had made for this last age. We know them. We believe them. Malachi 4, Luke 17, Revelation 10. all these promises. But have you believed it because your dad told you so? Have you believed it because your husband or your wife or your neighbor told you that that is the truth? Or has it been revealed to you? Because if it's not a revelation, tomorrow someone will come and show you a book written by a critic telling you that this is not the truth, you'll reject it. Amen. So that's why we need really to get to the bottom of what has accomplished today. And you need to get it, and to get to the bottom of it, understand, let God give you the understanding of what he has done today. So even if your pastor is not there, your husband, the church as we see it is not there, you are alone somewhere, you will still stand on that revelation. You know what you believe. You know where you are established, and nothing can shake you because you are built up on that rock. Amen. So today we are just going to see how he reveals himself today, one of the promises of today, which is the manifestation of the Son of Man. Amen. He says he will be revealed today as the Son of Man. He says, as it was in the day of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. So we know him today. He has made himself manifested today. One of the aspects he has manifested to us today, it's himself as the Son of Man. So the prophet explained to us exactly what this means. Because before we were just going, when we were in our churches, we'll just go and say, oh, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For us, it was just getting married, giving this and that, eating, drinking. And but the prophet came to, you know, to open the veil to the full scripture to show us it was not only drinking and eating and getting married, but there was a special, a super sign that has been performed in that time that has to be made manifest again today. So that the full extent of that scripture, because if it's only about eating and drinking, people have always eaten, drank. If it's all about getting married, people have always done it. But the prophet, on top of eating and drinking, or that, there was something special that happened. And God said, the Bible says, he will manifest that same sign again when the Son of Man will be made manifest. Amen? So, the prophet says, it's in the unveiling of God. Notice now, as he came, he had to come as Son of Man, because the Holy Scripture said that he would. God will raise up a prophet to them, so he could not come calling himself Son of God. It wasn't that dispensation. He was the Son of Man, prophesying to fulfill and revealing to them all the things that had been done, and typed what he was. Then he was on earth as Son of Man. Because the prophet emphasizes on these things. You have to understand exactly the wording of the scripture is very important. Because when that Canaanite woman came and addressing him as Son of David, Jesus didn't answer her back. Jesus didn't pay any attention, because you have to understand his revelation in every dispensation. The prophet says he comes with three titles of son. We have no time to read everything, but the references are there. He came first on his first coming. He never referred to himself as the Son of God. He referred to himself only as the Son of Man, because the Son of Man is a prophet. He came to be a prophet, according to Deuteronomy 18, as Moses wrote. The prophet says after his death, his resurrection, he came back as the Holy Ghost into the church. That was the Son of God. Amen. So during the dispensation of the church ages, he was the Son of God. Let's read it. The prophet says, notice now, he came first as the prophet, and they crucified him. His own crucified him. He came as the Son of Man. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was then the Son of God. God is a spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. Now in the millennium, he'll be Son of David. Amen. Sitting upon the throne of his father, David. He is the Son of David. Now remember, between Son of God, in the Laodicea Church of Age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet fulfilling the rest of it. Amen. So we know, as the Bible says, Son of Man, during the church ages, Son of God, in the millennium, he'll be the Son of David. Amen. But the prophet says, between Son of God and Son of David, he will reveal himself again as the Son of Man. Amen. He will come back to the church to manifest himself again as the Son of Man, to be a prophet. Amen. So, he says, in the Laodicean church age, between Son of God and Son of David, he comes as the Son of Man. And the prophet says, according to Luke 17:30, according to what happened in the time of Sodom, he will manifest the same gift. He will manifest the same ministry as the Son of Man. So let's go back and see how he revealed himself in the time of Sodom, the time of Lot, as the Son of Man, and that's the manifestation of him today. And getting to know that, that's the revelation of Jesus Christ in your day. Amen. So he says in, this is a quite long one, I'm just going to read a few portions. I think it's in the Identified Christ of All Ages. Now we find he identified himself as the Son of Man here. When he came on earth, remember, he identified himself to the public outside. He identified himself as Son of Man. He came as Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. A Son of Man is a prophet. Then when he died, I'm just going to read it again, rose, ascended, and sent back the Holy Spirit, that was the Son of God. And then in the millennium, it's the Son of David sitting on the throne. He's sitting now on the Father's throne, but in the millennium, he sits upon his own throne because he's the Son of David. Amen. Now, he says, now in Hebrews 4, we find out Jesus was perfectly identified by his works and what he did. Hebrews says that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. It's also a discerner of the thoughts of and intents of the heart. That's how Abraham, when this man met him with dust on his clothes, and we find out, when Abraham seen this man, he called him aside. Two of them went down into Sodom. Very beautiful picture of this day we are living at. When we find a modern Billy Graham, then in Sodom, bringing them out. Look at the church elected, the real seed of Abraham. But this man never went down. the one that talked with Abraham. And as he spoke with Abraham, he said, Abraham. Now remember, his name was Abraham a few days before. You know, he changed his name and everything. The prophet says, he said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah, in her heart, she kind of laughed about it. And the man with his back turned to the tent, the Bible says, why did Sarah laugh? And Abraham called that man Elohim. Elohim, the self-existing one. But Elohim is the self-existing one, manifested in flesh, standing there, eating, drinking milk from the cow, eating the flesh of a calf, eating bread and talking with Abraham. And Abraham said it was Elohim. This is the very aspect the prophet is drawing our attention when he's talking about the time of Lot. Let's not just focus on eating and drinking, but while they were eating and drinking, while sin was getting to its top, there was something going on. God was revealing himself as the Son of Man, a man like everybody in the city. The prophet says he came clothed like everyone in the city with dust on his clothes. But that was God in a man. That was Elohim himself talking to Abraham. Jesus said in St. Luke 17, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be when the Son of Man will be made manifest. Not Son of God now. Son of Man, when he's being revealed, made known to his church. Abraham had seen God in many different forms, in a light, in vision, but there was God in a man. Amen? Amen. There was God in a man talking to Abraham. Just before they waited and the promised son appeared, Jesus said, before the promised son returns again, Elohim Jesus says, before the promised son returns again, Elohim would make himself his word manifested in flesh. Yes, sir, we would see Jesus. Amen. So that's why when the prophet was preaching, many of his sermons, titles, they speak on their own. They don't need interpretation. When you stand there and say, the mighty God revealed before you, the almighty God revealed before you, the presence of God unrecognized. Amen. Who do you say it is? All those titles, the prophet was just showing that the Son of Man was being manifested. He was standing there revealing himself, accomplishing what he has promised for this day. Are you seeing it? The unveiling of God. When you go and read that sermon, you will see that the prophet is showing you what happened with Moses and bringing back to what is today, what is happening today. The Son of Man was being revealed, being manifested, and showing the same sign. God is not a showmaker, as I always say it. If the prophet could stand there on the pulpit and turn his back to the audience and start talking about such woman, you are thinking about this and that. Mr. So-and-so, before you came, your wife was telling you, when you go there, ask brother so-and-so to tell me this and that. It was not just a show. God was showing the same sign that he showed in Lot's time is being revealed today again. God in a human flesh, manifesting the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. So, our time is up. But I think God will help us to understand. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because we are talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. You can't say you believe Jesus Christ today and reject what Jesus Christ has manifested in your day.
You can't say, as we read it with you, you will become a sinner. Let me read it again so that you know the consequences of taking some stand. The prophet says, he that believes not the full word of God is a sinner. Those Pharisees believed in many things to be the truth. They said, we are God's children. And they were, until that word was preached. But when that word was preached and vindicated, then they became sinners for rejecting the thing that they knew was right and witnessed about it. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Let now this word that has been spoken, O Lord, make it now a revelation in your children's heart, so that nobody, no one, any kingdom, any principality can't come and persuade them the opposite of what you are, O Lord. Put it in their heart and plant it so that it becomes, O Lord, a revelation, a stone, a mountain that nobody can move, O Lord. Take now the rest of the service as we commit it into your hand. Be magnified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.